there exists a subgroup, the nice guy. A dying breed of chivalrous, romantic, domesticated gentlemen whose qualities are desired by the opposite sex, allegedly. However, they are dismissed and confined in such concepts as the bestie, work husband, and the dreaded friend zone. Jason and Manny are the last of the nice guys.
Hello, and welcome to another stupendous, wonderful episode of The Last of the Nice Guys podcast. I felt like I should start it off with a little bit of music. Contrary to belief, we actually like listening to stuff. It's amazing. And we're not always here for other stuff, but we're here.
Okay, Macho Man, Randy Savage. I don't know what that
was. Oh, yeah!
Stop the Slim Jim. Okay. Thank you guys for tuning in to another, whatever this is, of Last of the Nice Guys podcast. I'm Jason, that's Manny. And we're just going to get right into it. Today's topic is Shrekking. I heard about it on social media, of course. I've said this many times, but you ladies are friggin' great. You guys are great. Before we get into it, I'm going to give you the definition of it. Okay, what does Shrekking mean? Okay, Shrekking is a recently popularized... Shrekking is a recently popularized Gen Z dating term that describes the act of dating someone you are not attracted to based on the assumption that they will treat you better. This is inspired by the character Princess Fiona's relationship with the ogre Shrek and suggests that dating down in looks with the hopes of finding a more devoted partner. However, experts note that this strategy can backfire as there is no guarantee that an unattractive partner, and this is on air quotes, by the way, will be more caring. And the term can apply to that of a person who's tied down by their parents. So basically, it's another version of dating down. The term refers to choosing a partner who is considered less attractive than you, similar to whatever. Or, you know, it could be dating down, could be also financial, it could be status and all the other crap. This is problematic for many reasons. I'm going to give my impression. But what did you, I mean, have you heard of this before I brought it up or said that little post in our group chat?
I've heard of the terminology used. I've never knew it was like a trend.
It was a thing.
Yeah, I never knew it was like a trend. Mm-hmm. So it's very interesting, though.
Yes.
So now I need to rethink about some of my exes because kind of hurts my feelings.
And good. And you said exactly. I said it in the group chat that I said this makes so much sense. Okay. I've gone through a little weight change, okay, and over the course of the last 3 years. But before I stopped dating, which was, of course, 3 years ago, I was kind of on fire in a way, meaning I had, you know, I was dating a lot. I had a lot of prospects, you know, I was...
Call it what it was. You were a serial dater.
I was a serial dater. So I was a serial dater, but I had more attention for females up until 3 years ago than I had probably my entire 20s. And at that time, I looked arguably my worst. I was my heaviest. I was, 80 pounds heavier than I am now. I was very, very, very roundy. You know, I wasn't really necessarily keeping up with my... why did I go to hygiene? It's not hygiene. Grooming. There you go. No, it's not true. I washed my ass, okay, at least daily because I had an
in-office job at the time.
But I'm being real. I was a serial dater, but the fact of the matter is, to be a serial dater, you have to what? Actually attract women, you know, women, or you have to attract the opposite sex. And I was doing it in droves, both on the dating apps and in person. And I was like, wait a minute, this may not be very new. Could it be possible that these ladies were dating me and or pursuing a relationship with me? Because some of them were really, well, not really attractive, but some of them were definitely like, here's Oompa Loompa. And then here's like, okay, well, you know, one of those couples you'd say, why is she dating him? Potentially. And I'm not putting myself down. I'm just keeping it real. I know how dumpy I looked as recent as 3 years ago. And I was like, were these women Shrekking? Were they saying, okay, look, this is a, you know, he's a homely looking guy, and but he seems nice, and maybe he'll treat me better than what I'm used to, which could explain why they didn't really last very long. Because, you know, usually we typically date different and then go back to what we want to do. So I've kind of been in like I don't really care anymore, but like, I'll just say, hey, I wonder if that was the case. Actually, I would love to have reached out to a few of them and be like, listen, did you date me because you thought I was less attractive than you and you just thought I'd be a nice guy? Because let's be real. I was a nice guy. Well, not back then, but I was a good guy. And I did treat the ladies that I dated with respect, a little bit of romance, and, you know, I was a decent boyfriend. So that gamble paid off for them until they, you know, decided to walk off. So I'm wondering, like, were you, it's a term, I call it slumming it. Were you slumming it? Now they're calling it Shrekking. So it's funny that you said that, because I've been thinking about that. I was like, I wonder if, and I insert name here, because there were a few of them. There were a few of them. I was a serial dater. You're right. So it's interesting.
I was just joking. I don't have any questions.
Because you were married for 18 years. You don't even know what the dating landscape looks like.
Was I married for that long?
I have no idea.
The thunder is crazy, bro.
Okay.
Sorry.
The thunder. Oh, because we're invoking the name of your former marriage. Got it.
We're invoking something, because all I heard was.
I hear it too, and you're nowhere near me, so
it must be,
yeah, it's happening. So we
can't married, say that I
being married for 30 years for, like you have, like, that's gotta be, it's
yeah, I've been married my entire life. I was came out the womb with a wedding ring,
and he was on his knees. That's what she said.
Before I walked, I was on a knee. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you better believe it. On both knees.
I was. Whoa! Slow down. That's politically incorrect.
That's crawling. You know what I'm saying?
I don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just.
Okay, let me stop you right there. What is with the friggin' hoodie? Like, it's what are you, cold, bro. What are you going through right now?
All right, listen. You don't have a bald head, so you don't understand what it and how it feels to be cold here. I do. So this needs to be covered because it's fucking cold. Okay, I'm sorry if you don't like it.
the scalp temperature is real. That's stupid. I can't with you. That is the dumbest thing. Oh my God.
Listen, the truth is what the truth is, okay? Stick your head in some cold water and keep it in there and see how you feel. Because there's nothing protecting this.
Dude,
okay?
That is the funniest thing. I don't know. You just look mad sus right now with this hoodie, talking about Shrekking and stuff like that. So, I mean,
back in the day when I used to Shrek, you know what I'm saying? Day, like, everybody. I did a reverse Shrek, yo. I did a Fiona, you know what I'm saying? But back when Fiona looked like this right here.
But here's the thing about this. And it's something that we had played before. I think you submitted it in our group chat. This shirt sucks. Okay.
And all because, and I wanted to make a comment earlier. I was like, I was going to say, I was always asking why someone was dating you so that you could start feeling bad about yourself so you could wear stupid shirts like that. Just wanted to put that out
there. Listen, this man, I'm in my bed, because my studio is downstairs, ladies and gentlemen. I'm in my bed upstairs. I'm just finishing an assignment. I'm, you know, doing some professional development. And he says, oh, I'm ready to go. So I just threw on a shirt and I didn't realize it was the deepest V that I have like ever in my life. And this shirt, it's ill-fitting. Okay. It's ill-fitting. And it's just ridiculous. You know, when those, there's a Downy commercial where
Oh yeah,
and she goes. Thanks for dressing up. He goes, because the V. And this is supposed to be a V, but now it's become like a weird U. Like this. But
the tagline says something like, "You're too comfortable," or "You something laundry." If your shirt's like,
right, if your collars look like that. My shirt is all busted right now, and I keep pulling it back. So I can now feel a breeze back here.
Yeah, now how's your back feel? Huh?
But my back is skin. Like, it's supposed to feel. I'm supposed to feel a breeze. Not my friggin' scalp where I'm wearing.
Okay. But think about that on a whole another sensory level, and then you got this.
So here's the thing, and I think either you had shared it once where it was a podcast or a talk show, and the guy was like, "Listen, would you talking to women? Would you date a guy that worked at McDonald's, and they'd all say no. And then they reverse it. Would you date a girl who worked at McDonald's? And the guys would say, hell yeah. And it would say that men are the ones that date down, because men would date down, women date up all the time.
Yeah, that was on the whatever podcast. The question was, would you ever date, for ladies, would you ever date a guy who flips fries at Burger King?
Right.
Or would you date a guy who still lives at home with his mom? Mm-hmm. Would you date a guy who doesn't have a car? Right. And all the answers were no.
Right.
And men were like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, we didn't care.
We don't care.
Men typically date down in a reality. You know, you'll see a Fortune 500 guy date a chick probably who worked at McDonald's and build her up, only because we are visual creatures, and working at McDonald's does not take away whether our attractive quality to you. But for women, it's multifaceted. Like, it's not just I want to be physically attracted to you. I want to be physically attracted to you, and you also have to have 11 to 22 to 55 different other additional criterias to keep me or get me. But what do you feel about this whole dating down thing? I mean, it's giving the, and I use this word very sparingly.
Wow, did you really just say that?
What?
It's giving.
What?
It's giving energy. It's giving me feelings.
I don't get
that's
it.
That's a new thing, bro. That we're too old for that. I would never use that shit.
What are you talking about?
You just said it's giving.
Yeah, it's a turn of phrase. That is,
right, correct. From like today's world, that's we're too old for that. I'm not using that.
So what phrase would you use as opposed to it's giving? Because it is presenting. It is implying.
There you go.
Now you lose my entire train of thought. Because, I had a whole. Listen,
you're not giving me anything. Statement. Okay. You're not. I'm not getting anything to be given. Okay. If it's feeling some kind of way,
it
it's
is presenting something. An opportunity.
Damn it.
To
look at
what we call the uggos or the unattractive or the less whatever. But then at the same
point,
guys, and I'm being very scared because attractiveness is subjective. But is that good? You know what I'm saying? That means that you're not dating me because you see my potential or whatever. You're dating me because you say, okay, well, you're beneath me, so you're gonna treat me right. Kind of a thing. But again, there is no correlation between attractiveness and I guess behavior or any of that nonsense or how it was. Like the whole phrase, a way a man treats his mom is the way he treats his lady. I don't know. There's not, I mean, sure, maybe, but.
Hell no. Nah. I'll never tell my mom to make me a sandwich or I'll smack her in the face. But I tell you.
God damn. See what I'm saying? There you go, ladies.
I love my mama, I love you.
Ladies,
I don't know whoever you are.
I call them dadies. Ladies, you need to date sideways. It's funny because at the same time, wasn't there like a thing that I sent to you guys where it was the, oh my God, whatever curve it was, the attractiveness curve, where the fives, because men date down. So like the nines and the 9 and 10 guys date the
sixes. Oh yeah, that chart.
Right, they date the 7 and 6s, so the 7 and 6s think they're higher, so they don't date their 7 and 6s. So the 7 and 6s have to date the 5s and 4s, and the 5s and 4s won't date. So it wasn't horizontal. Everybody had to date down.
No, and then everybody on the women's side, anybody on the lower
aiming
half
up, right,
was aiming up towards 10.
Exactly, they're all aiming up towards like 2 or 3 notches above them, and so they weren't
higher than that.
Whatever happened to real? Okay, yeah. So what if I'm just dating laterally? You know, you're on my level, I'm on your level. Bam, we relate. Why would you want to date up or down?
Well, because the problem is, and unfortunately, because of today's society, mm-hmm. a lot of women think they're a lot higher on the spectrum than they actually are. They think that they are the prize of the, God's prize to men and all this other stuff
because
they don't have nothing.
But because social media and all this interconnectivity has made that happen, there's not a single woman that unless you like are, I don't even know what, that doesn't have some thirsty guy slipping into your DMs, making you feel like you are the prize. You're amazing. And mind you guys, I'm very critical of women, but it's men who did this. Men did this shit. Mm-mm. Only who didn't?
Not only just men did it, because
how so?
Men fed into the egos of women, which led to this, but also the whole girl power movement and the whole girls got each other's back movement, because the pretty girl will lie to her ugly friend and call her pretty which right. also boosts that ego. So it's
you're absolutely right. But here's the thing, though. If you're only getting accolades from women, but you're attracted to men, and you're getting the same accolades from or the same affirmation from men, you'd be like, girl, then you're full of shit. You're lying to me. You have not to be fueled. I believe so. I don't believe women. I mean, they have to be super egotistical. That's just not from it's people that they will believe their own hype, but then not. But if it's not reciprocated from what they want to attract, or they're not attracting what they believe they should be attracting, that their ego could be maintained. The females supporting each other's and this girl power female thing, they can start the fire, but the men have to continue to feed the fire. You got to give it the coal, the wood chips, everything like that. If you don't, the fire dies out because you need something to burn with it. And I'm sorry, but the men. Most men, that's why OnlyFans took off. OnlyFans didn't take off because of women. OnlyFans took off because of men. You know,
who started OnlyFans though?
A man.
Exactly.
Right. But okay though. But if a man started
little pervert sitting in his grandma's basement.
Correct. Correct. And hey, listen, get it, guy. What I'm saying though is that that's why these women make money. They don't make money from other women. They make money from men. Men are the ones that are feeding into this crap. So yes, your girlfriend tells her friend, you know what, girl, you got some pretty feet. Put your feet on OnlyFans. You're gonna make money because your feet are lovely. I love them. Blah blah blah. Girl power. I'm gonna help you. Whoa whoa whoa. But if she doesn't get a single subscription and doesn't make a single dime, she's not gonna keep putting out feet content because her girlfriends are hyping her up, but she's not seeing any ROI, return on investment from anything. That's what I believe. It's men. I'm sorry, guys, and I don't usually do this, but there's some accountability. Get out of the DMs. Stop falling for these thirst traps. That's why I think I'd mentioned it before, that part of my healing, being saved, is I'll go on my social media. I've been doing this for years now, and I didn't realize until after I decided to stop dating that my feed on both Facebook and Instagram was just a bunch of thirst traps. One by one, I'll see a thirst trap. I'll be like, damn, you fine, unfollow. And now my rule is, if I don't know you personally, you don't, or you don't interact with my posts and never have, then there's no reason for us to be following each other. Or for me to be following you. I've unfollowed so many, and there's still so many. I still keep scrolling and be like, damn, who are you? You are fine, but I gotta unfollow. You have to stop getting caught by these thirst traps. You got to stop giving unsolicited compliments. You got to stop saying, hey girl, let me, I'll do whatever I want for you. I'm guilty of this shit. Manny is not, because again, he was married for 30 years. But the fact is though, is that—
No, that's definitely not the reason.
The typical man, we fall for this stuff. We got to get out of that. Because once they realize, okay, we're not— it's funny. There was an article, I sent it to you guys too, that it was the first all women, all female club, only females were allowed, and it's— I don't know if it was a joke or not, it said it shut down after the opening weekend because not a single person bought a bottle.
That's pretty funny.
The club shut down after that another weekend because not a single woman bought a bottle, because bottle service is where the real money comes from, and nobody bought a bottle, and that was it, and it shut down. That's what it is. Women may support each other, but the men hype that shit up. We've got to get out of this shit, because here we go, Shrekking. So what do you think when it comes down to a woman dating you, and you know she probably is out of your league, and technically nobody's out of anybody's league, but come on, all right? What should a guy do? Should he just say, you know what, I'll take this opportunity, hell yeah, and I'll be the best guy ever? Because I remember I used to be like that. I used to be like, you know what, I like this girl. All right, she's not digging me. I'm going to stay in her orbit. I'm going to be the best guy she knows. So she knows that I'm worth the time. Now, with Shrekking, this is exactly what's going on. What would you say to a guy, knowing that this is real, attracting the attention of somebody that he knows in his heart is probably above his league? How would you feel he would, you know, what should he do? Come on, Dr. Mandy, give us a little something.
So the first thing I would do is find out why the hell this individual is attracted to you or giving you attention.
Well, it's because you're so nice and you were so persistent. So, but here's I think the, I'm going to give you an opportunity.
Thing. Shut your mouth. Here's the thing.
You asked the question. I gave you an answer. I gave you a
typical— I did not ask the question. What I said was you need to find out why. I didn't ask the question.
Okay, fine. Well, I gave you an unsolicited
answer. You gave me an unsolicited opinion, sir.
Unsolicited, no, an unsolicited answer. But a typical one you would hear from a woman in this climate.
But, so here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing about being nice and dating down or whatever and whatever, what have you, Shrekking situation. If you're too nice and you're that's the reason that somebody actually gives you, it's because they've never had that kind of attention or action. What would you call it? Action type personality in their life. So they're feeding off of it. It's really negative because once you stop or you slip up or whatever the case is, it's over. And they're going to be like, you're not the same. You haven't been doing this the same. And 9 out of 10 times, that's a really quick way to throw yourself into the friend zone anyway. So when somebody that you believe is above your, I almost said pay grade.
Above your pay grade.
Your dating grade, mm-hmm. let's call it that, gives you attention. The first thing I would say is just find out what they're looking for and why they're giving you said attention, because they could just be feeding off of that energy, because there are a lot of people out there that feed off of other people's energy.
There is no woman, no decent, typical woman that would tell a guy, honestly, I'm dating you because I think you're less attractive than me. You wouldn't get somebody like me. And because of that, I expect you to, I anticipate that you'll treat me right because you don't want to lose me because you know I'm probably the best you can get. That's what they're saying. So I respect your answer or your advice. But you're not going to get that. No woman. You have women that oh, I didn't want to reject him, so I ghosted him. Remember I said it. Women lack accountability. They do. And so to expect them to be like, to be honest with you, and then even if they are honest with you, what are you going to do? There was a movie called She's Out of My League. You ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
That's probably like the movie equivalent of Shrekking. She, slamming hot woman, very nerdy guy, and she gave him a shot because she was so used to, you know, shitty guys or, attractive guys. And, you know, they either would cheat or would not cheat. But he seemed like a safe bet, dating the safe guy. Now, sure, in the end, she really fell in love with him. And that, you know, does not happen. But that's what Shrekking is. It's that movie. And, you know, the guy, of course, got you know, deep into it himself. It was like, you know, this is ridiculous. Like, you know, you're out of my league. Like, what are we doing here? And he freaks himself out. I can see that happening as well. You know, it arguably happened to me with a girl several years ago. It arguably happened to Joe a few years ago too, where we were dating women that we just were so attracted to, and because of that, we got into our own heads, dare I say, our own insecurities, kind of a thing. So it's kind of messed up.
It's happened to me a few times. Well, actually, let me retract that statement. It's never happened to me because I've been married my entire 30 life.
30 years, right.
30 so years. So my ex-wife, right, because we're not married anymore.
Right.
She, I guess, was shrekking me my entire life because when I looked like a baby and she married me, right, it's like, what the hell are you doing? I was
Yes, that's right.
You know, I had a
there's nothing safer than a baby.
Right. And I was drooling all over myself. Like, what is that about? You know, and
the life game was on point.
Right. So now that I'm on, you know, I'm older now, I'm questioning certain things. I should probably call her later and find out what the hell was going on.
I don't approve of that.
Ago.
I don't approve of that.
I'm gonna, because
I don't approve of that.
I need answers.
I need closure. I need closure.
I don't need to be closed, sir. I'm closed already.
This is what happens when it's when his scalp is cold. This is what happens.
You don't understand, okay? You'll never get it. But on a serious note, you're correct. You'll never get an honest answer from a woman that is hiding her intentions, especially when she's trying to figure certain things about herself and changes in her life, because not for nothing, every person has a type. However, women only go for their type. Men, actually, we don't give a damn. We're just like, we have preferences, yes, but we don't have that list that we go by every individual that needs to check off when we start dating them or whatever. Women do. And unfortunately, it's that concept doesn't fit into the whole Shrekking thing, because clearly your list is not checking off anything on your list. Maybe the very bottom last item that's like not important. Shrekking, like, he's nice.
Shrekking is a form of desperation for a woman trying to reverse her poor choices in men.
Right.
And that's the problem. So of course he's not going to check most of the boxes or any of the boxes, because that's the point. She wants a safe bet and she wants a guy who's going to treat her like a princess and treat her blah, 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 blah. You know, it's kind of why, you know, younger women will date a much older man, because they know that the much older man would not be able to get a woman that's hot and will probably treat her like a princess to keep her around and keep her happy, because, you know, he's got, you know, one, it's an opportunity for him. And two, there are guys that her age or whatever that she might get involved with. So it's kind of like, I don't want to say it's something like manipulative, but it's
a form of manipulation.
It's innocent and it's manipulative in the exact same way, because I understand it. I'm not hating on it. I get it. Where you have to alter your dating process. I did it. I remember one time in my dating life, I chose to date exclusively single mothers because I had two kids. And I was like, well, no single woman's going to want to date a guy with two kids who's that involved with their kids. Like, I know that I came to this conclusion because I was dating my age, and these women would find out that I had two kids. Okay, they kind of sketched them out. But then when they found out that, oh, I had them half the time, they'd be like, oh, you're that guy. You know, there's a threshold. It's like, oh, you see your kids and you do for them? That's great. Oh, you're involved. I'm not going to be a stepmommy. I'm not really sure I'm going to be involved. What do you mean half the time? And that means I got to split my time. Oh, it's not every other weekend. So I stopped dating single women without kids. And for a few years, I exclusively only dated women with kids, and that was terrible. But I continued on for a while because I thought, okay, well, you know, no one else is gonna do. So I get the whole altering what you do and what you don't do to date to try and achieve a goal of happily ever after. I respect it. But in this case, you're actively, I don't want to say belittling or but you're actively looking down upon your partner, and you're looking at them that you're going to treat me nice because right. You are lesser than me. I can't see that being sustainable. How can you sustain a relationship where you look at this person and say I'm the best you can get? Genuinely,
anybody that says that is manipulating the situation. Well, it'd be
subconscious.
Anyway.
Of course, most women are going to look at you and wake up every morning and be like, ugh, you know. You know, you can't do better than me. No, but it's subconscious. It'd be in there. How would that make for a good?
That's not subconscious. Foundation? That's very conscious, because, you know, you're dating down to the point where you know that he's not gonna cheat on me because he's not gonna do any better than me. So that's a conscious.
It's conscious.
But yeah, conscious.
Then when you say it like that, then that's malicious. It's deliberate.
Correct. And most of the times it is deliberate, because unfortunately, if it's not the first time it's happened, the reason why they kept going back to this is because they know they can get that sense of I'm not going to get cheated on. I'm not going to be treated horribly. So that kind of, again, feeds into the natural ego that human beings have.
Right.
Unfortunately.
So then shrinking is inherently selfish. Of women. That's pretty much what we're saying.
Can be, yes. Because what is the purpose of doing it without having the idea of doing it? You know what I'm saying? Like,
you don't consciously,
this is Dr. Manning talk, first of all. You don't consciously go up to somebody and be like, God damn, you're ugly as hell. But you know what? You seem nice. Let's date you. You're going to make me feel good.
But Dr. Manny, yes, I wasn't attracted to him at first, but we got together and real natural love came from it. It came naturally. Isn't that the right way to get into a long-term healthy relationship?
It's never natural when something has to be forced. If you have to force yourself to be in a situation that you never wanted to be in the first place, that is, there's nothing natural about that. And
happiness through aversion, happiness through perseverance,
perversion.
I hate this shirt.
I have a friend of mine way back in the day that she started dating a guy, actually a Shrek. He was a taller, heavy set guy, but dude had a lot of money. And
that's not the same thing, but okay.
No, but it is kind of the same thing.
Because money, if you. The more money you have, the uglier you can be. Okay. I'm keeping it real. That's not shrinking. Shrinking is dating down both in stature and attractiveness. So you can't. I want you to tell a story, but know that the more money you make, is the hella more attractive you get to women. You know that. You know
that. Yeah, very true. I guess the green does kind of offset everything else.
Exactly. But, tell a story. Tell a story, though.
She, I would always ask her, like, hey, how are you and a boyfriend doing this and that, whatever. And she's like, oh, you know, he treats me nice. He buys me things. He takes me on trips. But he's kind of ugly. But it's okay. I'm like, how do you consciously say that about somebody that you're with?
Yeah.
But in that sense, it's like it's the same thing as Shrekking. If you're dating in a lesser stature and you're consciously doing it to make yourself feel better or to vindictively think that I'll never get hurt, because as you said in the beginning, just because you look like this does not mean that your behavior is going to be any better.
Of course not.
So you're going after this thinking that, oh, well, this is outside my bubble.
So basically what they're saying is that most nice guys are unattractive. That's basically what they're saying.
But as you also said, attractiveness is
subjective.
Subjective, because what's the scenario? Sexual harassment is purely based on how attractive you are.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. It's very true.
So certain things can get away with, or anybody can get away with, depending on how attractive you are.
Attractive/charismatic. Yeah, it's true. It's true.
I mean, I get away with all my sexual harassments. Just ask all the dudes that are still lining up at the door. Oh, I mean, never mind. Strike that. We're going to edit that out, right? Okay.
Yeah, we'll fix it in post. Fix it in post.
But I find it highly problematic for women to do this. And my issue is, if you feel like you need to do this to make yourself feel better, you need to not date and find yourself first. And this is just a Dr. Man exclusive.
Oh,
I say it all the time. Fix yourself first before you start dating seriously. Because if you haven't fixed yourself on a serious note, you're never going to take anything seriously afterwards. It's going to be problematic. And then it's a domino effect. I was going to say cards, you know, little things and they fall. It's a domino effect.
The house of cards.
House of cards.
Yep. Oh,
there you go.
Oh, house of cards. Fancy.
So one thing falls after the other, and the last thing you're going to do is you're going to end up chasing after every bit of peace that keeps falling, and you're never going to be able to turn around and fix the first thing. So it makes no sense. Fix yourself first before you try and figure this out, because this is not going to work. And there's also, what was it? I think it was like a comedy skit, right? Something that looked like this, right? And they were in school. And the girl comes up, she's like, yeah, I've really been, you know, treated mean. Everybody hates me, blah, blah, you know, whatever. And then the girl finally like sees this guy, and he's just like, hey, I got attention from the pretty girl in school. And then, you know, they start dating, and then like they go home, or I'm sorry, the skit goes to his house while he's there, and he's like killing animals. Like he's not a taxidermist. No, not taxidermy. He's like a serial. Yeah. But not professionally. He's just like a serial crazy person. He just likes to kill animals. It's just, he starts off his little craziness by killing little things. But then he goes to the school and he treats her really nice, and she's really happy.
Yeah.
But like his dark side at home is like, what the fuck? And again, that's where being disgusting looking.
He said his dark side at home.
Dark side at home.
Don't we all have a dark side at home?
Not to that aspect. what is this?
That is hilarious. Oh my God. He's
like, but it's just, you know, again, that's side. What I said. It doesn't matter what you're looking for. Everybody knows what they want, what they're looking for when it comes to relationships. And you have to take the time to figure out if that person in front of you that you're one attracted to,
has a dark side at home.
Yeah, has a dark side at home. You want to make sure they're not cutting up squirrels.
You could never know. You could never know. It's fun.
I'm going. I'm giving damn.
It's funny.
I'm showing up at your house.
But then here's the thing.
With this hoodie.
If this Shrekking thing really, really, really like takes off like a TikTok trend, I would say to these guys who are, you know, whatever, I say benefit from it. Just know that this is there, and take it for what it is. But yeah, but take it for what it is. You know, let's be real. Wouldn't you want to have a slamming hot 9 or 10 and she Shrek'd you, right? You guys dated for 6 months, but you could point to this and be like, this was one of my ex-girlfriends. You know what I'm trying to say? Because no woman wants a man that another woman doesn't want.
And, no woman wants a man another man doesn't want?
I got tongue twister. Okay, I'm at home. I'm in my dark side.
It's because of that stupid shirt you're wearing. That
stupid shirt with the freaking dark side.
That V-neck is getting to your tongue.
Yes, exactly. Damn, I hate that. I wish I was wearing a different shirt. Like, you guys gotta, it's everything bad, but you see me pulling my shirt up the entire time because it's just, it keeps slipping down. Like, you're gonna see my nips. Like, that's how deep this, it's not even a V anymore. It's a U. It's U neck. Okay. I don't know how old this shirt is. I don't know what happened to it, but this thing, I mean, it is deep. Jesus.
I hope after this episode, you decide to like burn it or
throw. No, I'm just going to use it as a pajama top. Like, you know what I'm saying? Actually, that's what it is. Because you guys see, I'm wearing pajamas. So, you know, it's going to be a pajama top or something.
I'm outside your window wearing this hoodie.
I know.
Not your window. Not your window. Your window.
You're a Shrek. You're Shrekking in a hood, so it works. I don't know. I say just know this is that, you know, you nice guys, you know, or lesser guys. And I hate using this term. I'm using air quotes, by the way, those of you who are listening, because I don't believe in any of these terms. Just know that if a slamming hot chick is giving you some attention, know that there's a thing called Shrekking out there, and you need to take your ego out of it and take it for what it is. If it can go somewhere, great. If it's just her experimenting, you know, cool too. As long as you don't get your heart roped into it too fast, too soon, because that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get, it has happened to me at least two or three times where I was just enamored by a woman and just got roped in, and all you feel is either dumb, empty, or stupid at the end. So you want to just be very mindful of that fact that, yeah, Shrekking is a thing, and these little Gen Z friggin' things are friggin' hilarious. You saw the one clip from that podcast with those two UK guys where she was like,
oh, it's Shits and Giggles.
Shits and Giggles. Is it Shits and Giggles?
Shits and Gigs.
Shits and Gigs. Okay, basically how the guy said he found his girls. He's dating a younger girl, and he finds her phone and feels that he's put in her phone as wisdom. And then he finds out from his daughter that is his friend, which is the same girl he's dating, says that, you know, he had asked her, hey, how's it going? He goes, yeah, it's great. I mean, I'm dating this really old fuck because, you know, I'm so broke. And that's the reason why she was dating him. And he thought, oh, you're dating me because I'm giving you wisdom and I'm smart and whatever and wise for you. But no, it's just because you're old, I'm broke, and you have the money, and so I'm going to date you and deal with it. He said he has old balls or something like that too. Something about old balls. I'm butchering this the whole skit. I'm trying to get this from my head, but stuff like that.
I'll find it and post it. Don't worry.
Like, okay, so before we wrap this up, how about this? You're dating a woman, you're attracted to her, right? And you find out from your friends that she thinks you are woefully unattractive. She's dating you just because she thinks you're a nice guy, and that you're not gonna mistreat her. How would you react?
Give me a time frame. Are we talking about now, or are we talking about like 10, 20 years ago?
Is there a difference?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Because remember,
I love Hooded Mammy.
Remember, I've been married for like 47 years. So
that's true. It's true.
I have to watch how I say things.
You know what Sue says is that you were so close to your 50th anniversary when you ended things. You should have just stuck it out for half a century.
I should have at least made it to 50.
You should have. You should have.
Maybe I'll call her back. I don't know.
That's too late. It's too late now. You can't do that now. It's too late.
But, you know, I have to. Time matters because, you know, since I've been married for 50 plus
years. Time does matter.
I have to watch how I say it. You know, I can't say like yesterday this happened, you know, or 2 years ago, 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago.
Okay.
Could have been during my 50 year marriage.
Give me both answers then. Give me young Manny in his prime when he was slapping bitches for sandwiches, and then now and post 47th year married, beaten down, curmudgeoned, I hate love, Manny. Give us both answers.
So I would find out which friend relayed this information, slap her on and make me a sandwich.
Okay.
Then
this is
now,
young Manny. This is young Manny.
Yeah, that's the young Manny.
Okay.
The elder Manny who hates love and doesn't care for
wisdom. Yes, wisdom, man.
I would laugh and be like, I wouldn't end it in the first place anyways. I wasn't even here.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So the ego wouldn't be hit at all either way?
Nah. And It's not because I'm one of those.
I think you're just playing cool. I think you're just playing cool because you're wearing a hoodie. Because your scalp is warm. That's why. Oh, that doesn't matter.
You want me to take it off now?
Okay. Okay. Not until your shiny dome is getting goosebumps. I think you'd be telling us the truth. Yeah,
yo, look at that sun. Look how clean that shit is. Yo.
All I see is over.
Overexposure. Yes, I know, because that light is on top of me. But,
No, we're not doing that. All right. No, we're not fixing the
But no, actually, listen, I've never been an egotistical kind of guy. I never let my feelings get too mixed and involved unless I knew what was happening. So I tend to protect myself when it comes to feelings like that. So I wouldn't either scenario.
Off. Yeah.
Yeah. Either scenario wouldn't have bothered me. Yeah. I mean, I would have been a lot more vindictive in my younger years than I am now. But I would have done it on purpose.
Yeah,
now I'm just like, I don't care. Why am I wasting my energy and my time?
Right. Okay, fine. That's your impression. But what would you do? Would you carry on the relationship? Would you confront the woman? Or would you just try and forget it and keep on keeping on? Or would you kind of detached?
I'd keep on keeping on, put more of an arm's length in between. And then, you know, when the questions start popping up, like, oh, why are you changing and why are you this and why are you that? I'm like, oh, yeah, it's funny. I never changed. Just like you changed.
Okay. Got it. Well, I mean, to answer my own question, the 20s, sad sack, Mr. Simp, Captain Save-A-Ho, Jason, would probably get in his feelings. I don't know, depending upon how I'm feeling. I don't know if I would confront the girl about it or I would just keep on, but maybe really mopey and sad about it, in the background, because I don't know, that Jason in his 20s was going through some shit with the whole trying to be a dad and moving on with his life thing. It was just a nightmare. So I really don't know. It's a range between, damn, it sucks, and still being with the girl, but like knowing this is like behind your back and just like, you're not attracted to me. It's like, why are you with me? And it would mess with my ego. Or depending upon where I am, I might confront and say, listen, if you're not attracted to me, like, why are you with me? Kind of a thing. And, I will communicate if, you know, I'm not about that whole fucking bury it down because I'm a man and not feeling anything. Now, well, let's say 3 years ago, Jason, I would be like, Manny, I really wouldn't care. I'd say, okay, cool story. I still have you. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, if you're not attracted to me, that's cool. Then maybe you see something else. And if and we'll date until you break up with me or it ends, whatever, you know. I wouldn't dating up until I stopped dating became more of like it became a chore at the end. That's why I stopped. But I was dating casually. I was dating for fun, not playing games, not being a fuckboy. But there was no like, I'm dating serious. I'm dating with purpose. That shit ended in my 20s. Because it just wasn't working out. So I'm pretty sure some of the women dated me because they thought I was a nice guy and not because they were fully attracted to me or whatever it was. As long as this didn't affect our intimacy, our communication, and our dynamic, and that's how it's been, I'll be like, yeah, whatever. It is what it is. But it's true. I would probably also keep me a little bit at arm's length, because that means that one of the fundamental aspects of a relationship, which is physical attraction, isn't there, which means that somebody that is physically attractive, that has my qualities, might be able to snap you up. So it'll keep me on guard a little bit, but nothing enough for me to be like, whatever. I probably wouldn't care. But I definitely wouldn't confront or anything like that these days, because it is what it is. Nobody's perfect. Nobody likes you for 100% you, and you actually don't know. Actually, most people don't really ever know why their partner chose them to begin with. Let's be real. So,
of course not.
So to find out that, okay, well, she didn't choose you for your looks, but chose you for other opportunities. I think that's more knowledge than not. At least, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, all right, cool. Then guess what? I can continue to be a slob or I can let myself go. No, that's not true. But yeah. So final thoughts on Shrekking, this Gen Z dating term that describes the act of dating someone that you're not attracted to, because this is ridiculous.
That only solidifies my belief that dating today sucks and it will continue to suck and get and only worse sucking later.
Yeah.
Or suck later more.
Yep.
Suck now. Suck good.
It doesn't suck as much as this shirt that I'm wearing.
Doesn't suck as much as I'm about to suck. I mean, wait.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so I listen, like, it's a sad state of affair that this is what dating has become. There's several other topics that we're going to eventually go over.
Yep.
That with dating, other phrases like, what was it, hobosexual? Yes. It's just sad that this is the state of affair that we're currently in, that society has ruined dating, and not only has society, but so has the economy. Like, certain things are just being looked over because it's more of a convenience than it is an opportunity for love. And it's sad. So, it solidifies my love, statement that dating sucks.
Love? What's love? Can I spend it? Like, what are you talking about?
I can spend love.
I know you can. Love's a commodity to you.
I can make you do stuff in the sake of love, sir.
I know, that's right. That's it.
Step in the name of love. Hood, move in the name of love.
I mean,
I think I'm gonna go this way the whole time now. This is it.
That's me, a new thing. So I'll be wearing the ball cap, and you're gonna be wearing the hood. I got you. Get some girls in that, and just, we turn this to holism. Nice. Who's a nice guy? Who's a nice guy? Podcast.
I'm a gangster guy. What's up?
That's right. All right. Well, I mean, I can't really add much more to what Manny said. That's Shrek. I just thought it was a funny, innocent, not so innocent, cosmopolitan, not so cosmopolitan, Gen Z, definitely Gen Z type of concept. I love doing topics on these kind of trends because I think they're ridiculous and they're fun to talk about. Even though we were a little more serious than usually joking about it, only because it kind of, like, I was like, let me go back into my past, you know. And unfortunately, of the allegedly three of us, I'm the only one that has recent dating stories that can apply to this concept. Like I said, this man has been married for 55 years, and then the Joe has, you know, who is currently married and has been currently married for.
Let's not talk about my 55 years of marriage, okay? Because you missed the anniversary, okay? You missed the party, and I'm.
I did, but I cannot go to an anniversary of a union that I don't respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't do it.
Well, maybe the union didn't respect you. Okay.
Clearly, okay? If it did respect me, it wouldn't have happened to begin with.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, maybe.
That's
okay.
Right.
You don't know these things. I know these things.
I know everything.
Well.
Okay. I know everything. Okay. That being said, that is a wrap for Last of the Nice Guys, the Shrekking special, as we continue to avoid our 100th episode, because I don't know what we're going to do. We only have a few more of these in us before I'm going to have to just bite the bullet and just make a 100th episode and just maybe we'll do our anniversary on like 113 or something. I don't know. But
The funny thing is, like, this is the same thing you did with the other podcast before you reached the 100th
exactly, episode. Exactly. Now
we're pushing 200.
Yes. So if you guys know, I am either. So is Manny, of course, but I have been co-host or host and full producer of many different podcasts. And what he's referring to is Keeping Up with the Geek Bros, which, if you watch that, that's another side of Manny and I, where I play Vibe and he plays Man. And it's just the geeky versions of what we do here on this podcast. I would say go for it, because it's a different kind of, there's no serious topics on Keeping the Geek Bros. I want to make it very clear. It's just us being stupid. So if you like the stupid episodes here, then that's all Keeping the Geek Bros is. There's no introspection. There's no deep talking. There's no accountability.
It's just us. Our comedic commentary and our satire, but we're talking about stuff that we also geek about.
So. Correct. Yeah. So what he's referring to is when we were coming up on our 100th episode, I forget what was delaying it, but.
Oh. I think it was the return of Juan or something, Juancho or something. You were trying to get everybody involved.
Right.
And I slid into your DMs. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
And you was like, yo, come on, son. And I was like, yeah, I'll be there.
Well, no, that wasn't the 100th episode. That wasn't the 100th episode. Was it?
Yes. Because that was the first Council of Men episode 2, episode 22 of this one.
You're right.
It was
right,
my first.
I'm mixing up.
My first ever.
Yeah. I'm mixing
and
up.
Then, and then I got arrested that night. But we don't talk
about
that.
Yes, we don't talk about that. Which is funny because I to this day I'm like, can you imagine? Can you imagine doing that amazing thing and then being anyway? No, I'm mixing up our anniversary special where we did it at 10th Level Tavern with that. You're right. It was still I was delaying it because I was trying to get the original host of the podcast to come back. For this episode, and then gathering, it was eight of us, right? It was eight of us, and I was like, you know what? I got eight of us on this 100th episode. It's amazing. It was done on Zoom, and I also slipped in, as she said, a Last of the Nice Guys topic in there, and then I clipped it and made it a Last of the Nice Guys episode as well. That was about reciprocity. It was about reciprocation, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It was about reciprocation and you know, the fools on there were like,
Reciprocation and what the hell is it? Is chivalry dying or dead?
Is chivalry dead? Yes. Is chivalry dead? And then, yes. And I said, yes. You're right. It was about chivalry. And is it dead? So that was actually a pretty good episode. If you want to hear one where it's like, I wouldn't say chaos, but it's like you have more than two or three voices. That's the only episode that we have that has
so many people on it.
And that's the thing is that how do you top that? You know, for your 100th.
You do more.
You don't do more. You bring on your first female or females plural guests and have like a little debate. That's how you top that with a 100th.
Bring your first female and then the other guy. Dressed as another female, that'd be new.
I don't like Hooded Manny anymore. Just throwing that out there. That being said, we're still working on the 100th episode. We're still working with schedules. The 100th episode is coming soon. The real reason why is because I don't want to do it on Zoom. I want it in person. So that's, you got Joe in New York. You got Manny. You've got Manny, and then I'm here in South Florida. So it's hard to schedule. So I'm trying to schedule so I can get it in person. And then I've made a decision, executive decision, that it's going to be that Fable Battle of the Sexes that I've been talking about 50 episodes ago. We're going to get that. So it's going to be. It depends on how many women we get. If we get, and it has to be in person. So if we get one woman, it'll be like a debate, like a presidential debate. She'll be the moderator. She'll ask the three of us questions that we have to answer honestly. If we get two women, the two women will debate two sides of one topic. The topic being, it's easier for women to date than it is for men. That's still going to be that topic. And it'll be two women on one side, Joe and Manny on the other side, and I'll moderate. And if it's three, same topic. And then all three of us will be debating the other three. So we'll see what happens. But I already have a plan. That's what it is. I'm pretty sure I've confirmed one woman who can do at least the one on three debate. But we'll see. But it's all about scheduling. But just know I'm working on it. I'm not delaying it for delaying it. I have a vision, and I want this vision to go through. So I hope you guys respect that. Manny.
I don't.
Fantastic. That's it for Last of the Nice Guys podcast, and thank you for your time.
The Last of the Nice Guys. Follow, like, and subscribe on Twitter and Instagram at Last Nice Guys, Facebook.com/Last Nice Guys, or email lastofthenice guys@yahoo.com.
This is an audio production of Vibe Revelation Studios, the cure for your common day. VibeRevStudios.com.